Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Once again, freetalklive.com is the place to go for interaction. There are a number of things you can do through our website. And to our website, you actually get to control the content. So if you find something online you think's interesting, you just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Then appears on the upcoming stories page, where it must acquire a certain number of votes in order to be promoted, as it's called, to the front page of the site. So you can go to freetalklive.com
and do stuff to the website.
You absolutely can. You can put whatever you want up there, whatever interesting things you find online. Could be fun, could be serious, news, video, whatever. You post it. And add a little description, and then others vote on it, and the most voted up will make it to the front page of the site. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive with that. By the way, we did this Twitter thing last night. We'll talk more about it later on tonight. I would say it was pretty successful, and that's kind of exciting, so we'll get to that here. But first, to the news. Nanny, you've got a story out of Mexico.
I do.
About a father and the war on drugs.
Yes. Javier Cecilia is one of Mexico's most highly regarded poets and leader of the movement for peace with justice and dignity. His son, Juan Francisco, was murdered last year near his hometown, and the movement's caravan for peace crossed the border at San Diego on August 12th and will arrive in Washington September 10th. So this
cool.
is a little dated.
I mean, not cool that his son was murdered, but cool.
Yes, right.
And I wonder about this most respected poet's title. I'm just wondering, can anyone list three living American poets?
Not on this show.
I don't know
if we're cultured enough.
Maybe, Mexico respects its poets more. I think that poetry in the United States has basically been reduced to hip-hop.
Well,
I think that's going a little far.
There are probably some people out there that are fans of poets and could name
probably
some poets.
Some.
Just, I don't know of any of them, but I wouldn't necessarily know if somebody was a fan of poetry, because it's not really something you wear on your sleeve, right? You just kind of, you're into it, if you're into it, right?
I guess.
You don't go to, I suppose you could go to poetry readings, but, I mean, maybe poetry is like akin to opera as far as its popularity these days.
I think that the slam poetry has brought it back a little bit. Maybe I'm using
what's slam poetry? Is that like an open mic night for poetry or something?
Yeah, it's beatnik stuff, smoky.
You have to wear a beret, I think.
Yeah.
Something to that effect. But all I can name is Maya D'Angelo, if I even have her name right.
Okay, there you go.
Maya
that's one.
Maya Angelou, yeah.
Whatever.
Good call.
Yeah.
I couldn't even do that
that's
off the top
what I got.
Of my head.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm looking at poet laureates. So we do have living poets. And
yeah,
yes,
I'm
I just
sure they
can't
do.
Name them.
I'm just wondering how valuable of a title it is. You know what I mean?
It may be culturally more important in Mexico. I don't know.
It may be. I wouldn't doubt that at all. I'm just, just my thoughts.
So he's literate. He can use the language. So he says, "Why was my son murdered? He was 24 and never tried drugs. He didn't even smoke. He had paid half his university costs with a sports scholarship and was working as an administrative staff at a cardiac clinic. Why then was my son suffocated by hitmen from the Gulf cartel? Why did his six friends just like him die at his side? The answer you may tell me is obvious, because drug traffickers are bad and must be stopped. The answer, however, is not that simple. If it were, I would not be leading a caravan for peace across the United States. Let's pose the question differently. If Mexico's President Felipe Calderon had Calderon, is it own?
Calderon.
Calderon. I am not trilling R's, Mark. Treated drug abuse as a question of public health rather than a matter of national security. Might my son and his friend still be alive today? If instead of declaring war on drug trafficking, Calderon had pursued
bilateral... Yes, the answer is yes. Your son would be alive today.
Yes.
If it weren't for the war on drugs. And not just your son, but many police officers and other innocent people who've never harmed another human being would be alive today. And then on top of that, because a lot of people have been killed in this insane war on drugs, and then on top of that, all of the folks who have been put in jail cells and had their lives ruined would probably be in better shape today.
St. Valentine's Day Massacre was a massacre that occurred during Prohibition. It was a terrible event where one gang basically tricked another gang, and they dressed up as cops, and they lined them up on a wall, and they shot them with machine guns. Now, that kind of massacre, the terrible thing that happened in Chicago, was enough to snap a nation into sobriety about this issue of drinking. It's a little play on words there. And whereas all the murders and all the executions and all the horrifying things that go on in prohibition of marijuana and other drugs, that can't, you know, nothing seems to snap Americans out of it at this point.
Yeah.
They just don't get it. I'm telling
drugs
you.
Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
Look, alcohol's bad if you, I mean, you know, what's the value of alcohol? Alcohol's bad, but there's alcohol prohibition was horrifying.
On that topic.
And ineffective, ultimately.
On the topic of so-called drugs versus alcohol, where alcohol is just kind of in its separate category as though it's not a drug, Cop Block has been out on the streets in Keene over the last several weeks, and we've been doing it on a regular basis. Just posted a video where we busted some undercover agents, actually, over at freekeene.com. So if you want to see that, it's actually pretty entertaining. But that very same night, right before we busted the undercovers, there was an interview going on where we'd responded, because usually what the cops are doing around here, Keene's a college town, usually the cops are breaking up parties. Pretty much what they do. Kids hanging out in the street, move along, that sort of thing. So the cops had come to move some kids along from, or some college students along from being in the streets, and we had shown up because we're, you know, monitoring what they do and then kind of showing up.
Watching the watchers.
Yeah, exactly. And there were a couple of college girls who were pretty drunk, like visibly drunk, slurring speech, that kind of drunk. And they were of the opinion that drugs are bad. And they were more than happy to talk on camera about this. I don't think that video has been released yet, but it probably will be shortly, where they essentially made the case that, well, they know that drugs are bad because they've used drugs in the past, or at least one of them had used drugs, but she's beaten the drugs. And even though she's drunk tonight, she's not on drugs. And drinking's different. Alcohol is okay. It's cocaine and those other things that are the bad drugs. And they didn't really want to hear it that alcohol is a very hard drug and very dangerous. They really weren't interested in, you know, that side of things. And I kind of paid attention to other things at that point, which is why I noticed the undercover car passing by. I ended up chasing them down. But it was certainly interesting to see what the drunk's opinion is about those other drugs. And that is that, oh, yeah, I'm fine with water. I do. Alcohol's fine.
Government says it's okay, so it must be.
Yep.
Now, do they specifically talk about marijuana at all?
They seemed more friendly toward marijuana, but they definitely weren't. They were definitely in favor of alcohol.
Marijuana's the layup, yeah. As far as this goes. I mean, I just can't imagine that most Americans under the age of 55 think that marijuana is bad enough to, you know, be illegal.
I think they thought it was worse than alcohol, but I don't recall for sure what.
It doesn't sound like their opinion was worth listening to,
no.
But it might be entertaining enough that some people will watch it.
It might very well be. So anyway, if you want to see us bust the undercover agents, go to freekeene.com.
Nice. So continuing on, if instead of declaring war on drug trafficking, Calderon had pursued a bilateral agenda with the U.S. to decriminalize drugs and regulate their use, is it possible that they and tens of thousands of other young people killed in the last 6 years would still be with us?
Yeah.
Declaring a war obliges one's enemy to build up defensive armies. And if the principal tactic of that war is identifying and taking out crime syndicate leaders, it leaves their decapitated but ever profitable organizations adrift. President Calderon went on the offensive against cartel capos. The result was a proliferation of criminal gangs. His son, Juan Francisco, and his friends were kidnapped, tortured, and killed by one of those new splinter gangs who did the hit for just $25,000 and two pickup trucks. Why?
Wow.
Why? One of the young men killed with my son had complained about a theft in the valet parking of a bar that turned out to be managed by one of the criminal gangs untethered after drug lord Beltran Leyva was killed and his lieutenant scattered. Commandant H., a former Beltran Leyva confidant, was recently apprehended by authorities, telling his captors, quote, "I was quite outraged when they murdered Cecilia's son and his friends. Murdering innocent people is not our business. Our business is drugs. But I was fleeing and I could not do anything."
So basically, because they even broke up the drug gang is why his son was murdered,
mm-hmm.
allegedly, because then the other guys went crazy without having their organization together.
Yeah, this is incredibly well written.
There's more coming up here at 855-453. War on Drugs, your thoughts are welcome. You can also bring up anything that's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. We're talking about alcohol, too. It's Free Talk Live.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Where the mind goes, the man follows. Or we can also say, where the mind goes, the mouth follows. If we think something long enough, we will end up saying it. And if we say something long enough, we will think it. That's why I teach people to think and say things on purpose. We need to be in agreement with God. I want to encourage you to start having think sessions, times when you think things on purpose that agree with God's Word. And you can also think about, are you wasting your time saying a lot of things that don't agree with God? And if so, eliminate those. Have confession sessions, times when you confess the Word of God out loud. The more you do, the more you'll believe it. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. What is SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. You can go to see their website at freetalklive.com. You can click on the banner that's on the top of the right-hand side of the page. They've been on in that position for a very long time, SACL CAI, and the principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporters of Free Talk Live.
All right, so of course we will take your calls about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about a letter from the father of a son who died in the war on drugs.
Yes.
Not by his choice.
No.
He was it kidnapped and murdered?
Kidnapped and murdered.
Yeah, by some drug gang, former drug gang members who had, what, gone and done their own thing after their gang boss got killed the police?
That's right. And one of this kid's friends.
This is
Mexico. He and six of his friends were kidnapped and murdered.
Just because his friends were kidnapped just because they were there?
One of the friends had complained about something at a bar that was run by, it was the valet parking at a bar that was run by the head of the new criminal gang.
Mm-hmm.
And so he took a hit out on him. $25,000 and two pickup trucks. Killed seven people.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
So he continues on. He says, the horrific story of my son and his friends is one of thousands like it in our country. More than 60,000 people have been killed.
Wow.
And 20,000 have disappeared because of the myopic war strategy Felipe Calderon and the Mexican security forces have pursued.
60,000 people. That's Vietnam. I mean, that's how many U.S. troops are. Was it 58,000 in Vietnam?
It says some murder estimates are even higher. So that is why I stopped writing poetry and took to the streets with thousands of other grieving Mexicans to make my son and other victims like him visible. Now I'm traveling across the United States with members of dozens of families broken by violence to seek common cause with Americans whose communities, especially the African American and Latino communities, who have so warmly hosted us, that have been battered by the violence and the criminalization that the same counterproductive war inflicts on the U.S. side of the border.
You know what I'd like to know from anybody out there who is a drug warrior? Somebody who supports the war on drugs, so-called war on drugs and prohibition. How many people are you willing to kill? Like, if there were a magic number, because obviously they're not gone. Drugs aren't gone. All these people have died. They're not gone. They're still coming into the U.S. They're still being manufactured in the U.S. They're still being used by people all over this country and around the world. So if you could choose a number, because obviously you want drugs to go away, right? Your goal as a drug warrior is to get drugs gone, to make it so nobody can use drugs anymore, or nobody wants to use drugs, nobody is using drugs. This is the vision of the drug warrior. Well, go ahead. If you could slaughter a certain number of people to make that happen, to where if you killed enough folks that the war on drugs would be over and drugs would be gone, what number would it be? Because, we're up to 60,000 here, maybe even more. Is it 1 million people, 2 million? What's the appropriate number? Worldwide, let's do a worldwide slaughter of people. How many lives must be taken before you think this will be over?
I don't think it's an entirely fair question because, first off, they don't consider drug dealers to be or drug users to be quite human. They're not as good as everybody else. So
I guess they've never had a loved one using drugs.
Probably. To some extent, you would have to say the statement, how many police officers or how many innocent victims is a number that you're willing to accept in order to continue the war on drugs? Because those are the people that they're more likely to care about, police officers and innocent victims. But also,
alcohol. I get what you're saying, but I really wanted to know, like, how many drug users or whatever they want to slaughter. I mean, specifically, that's what you're advocating. You're advocating hurting peaceful people. So why don't you just come right out and say, I'm willing to kill 2.4 million human beings to end the war on drugs.
Drug users generally aren't dying at nearly the rate as drug dealers are dying, and people involved in the drug trade are dying, especially in foreign countries. People that are getting the drugs here to the United States. Those are the people that are really being slaughtered down in Central America. But I don't know what the number of people were dying from alcohol-related deaths during Prohibition, but alcohol-related deaths haven't stopped simply because alcohol is no longer prohibited in the same fashion as it was during Prohibition. So, I mean, the simple don't believe, Ian, that drug-related deaths are somehow going to be reduced to zero simply when Prohibition occurs. Drug users are going to continue to die from their use of drugs.
Did I say that they wouldn't?
You said how many people were you willing to sacrifice?
That's what I mean. How many people the drug warriors are willing to kill, physically
murder?
But those
people are going to die anyway, and they're not willing to kill anybody.
This kid wouldn't have died anyway.
That kid is not
talking about. I'm not talking about whether they die naturally or not. I just talk. I'm talking about let's pick a body count. How many human lives are you willing to lose over this war on drugs? That's all I'm asking. Simple question.
The point I'm telling you is that human lives are going to be lost
anyway,
whether or not you eliminate prohibition. Human lives will be lost as a result of drug use. But statistically, we can certainly talk about
that. We know that in Portugal, their usage, the addicts, the number has about halved. I think it was like 40%. It was down 40% over after the first decade, after they decriminalized all drug usage there. All, you know, small amounts of possession. And the use thereof. So we know that the number of addicts goes down in a more legal scenario. But that wasn't the point. My point was that these drug warriors, you know, they're warriors. They're obviously willing to kill over their war. They're obviously willing to have people die because it's a war. That's what you do in war. You
kill
people.
They're not warriors.
And so, well, that's what they fancy themselves as. They're drug warriors. They're in a drug war, right?
They're just people on the home front advocating for the soldiers.
That's what I'm saying.
The warriors are the cops. Well, and the cops are taking the payoffs. They consider the danger of prosecuting the drug war to be worth the large paychecks and the short period of time they have to work. They can retire after 20 years. They're taking the money. They're mercenaries.
I don't disagree with the word you're saying. It was just a question about, you know, how many people do you want to kill to end the war under, like to stop all drug use. This fantasy, this ridiculous fantasy.
To declare a victory.
Right. It was ridiculous fantasy from the beginning, my question was. I'm not under some ridiculous illusion that drug use will ever stop in this country. So my question was just about, you know, how many is enough? How many lives are you willing to see ended to reach this unattainable fantasy of a world with no drugs? Because I don't know what we're up to right now. I mean, that's 60,000 over what period of time in Mexico?
It doesn't say.
We don't know, and it certainly doesn't calculate all of the lives lost here in the U.S. and all around the world. I mean, it's probably a million lives. You know, it's probably half a million to a million lives that have absolutely been destroyed as a result of the war on drugs, and it's probably several million that have been arrested and had their lives torn apart. And these drug warriors, they just don't care. They don't have compassion because, you're right, Mark, they don't see drug users as fully human, which I think is tragic. And I think it really, for somebody to come from that perspective, must mean that they haven't had anybody they know or care about in any way, shape, or form ever have problems with drugs. And which seems unbelievable to me because so many people have, you know, usually had somebody in the family, somebody has had some kind of a drug addiction or some problem. It seems so common that that people must experience that. If it happens to a loved one and you're a drug warrior, does that mean that all of a sudden your uncle or your brother or your, you know, your wife or whoever it is not a human anymore? Do you all of a sudden stop caring? They should be threatened with death. Right. Do you all of a sudden just not care about that person anymore because they're, well, now they're a drug addict. I don't love them anymore. What? I mean, who could, you want to see them go to jail? You think that's going to help them? 855-450-FREE, or in this case, collateral damage. This guy was just hanging out with somebody who complained about a drug gang run bar.
Right.
And they iced him. 855-450-FREE. There's more from his father.
There's more from his father.
Yep. Okay, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can grab archives. They are there, and they're totally free. Just click and download. You don't have to jump through any hoops to find them. You don't have to, you know, you're not forced to watch advertising or anything like that. You just go and click, and they're yours. FreeTalkLive.com, and they go back for years' worth. In fact, if you go to the SoundCloud page on the left-hand side, under Listen and Share, just click SoundCloud. And then you'll find access to a bunch of the shows, and you just click the share button on the ones that you like. Share them on Twitter or Facebook or wherever it is you like to hang out online. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
I want to read an excerpt from an article from PCWorld.com talking about bitcoins. BitPay, that BitPay.com, their 1,000th merger.
Merger.
BitPay.com's 1,000th, I'm changing a little bit of the verbiage here in order to make it clear because it's an excerpt. BitPay.com's 1,000th merchant is Bitcoin Store, an electronics dealer based in San Jose, California, that will soon open its website for business and only accept Bitcoins.
Wow.
Yep. Galipi, which is the owner of BitPay.com, says BitPay is also in early discussions with three of the top 25 websites ranked by Alexa, which are testing BitPay's system, he said. What that means is that three of the top 25 websites in the world, those are pretty big websites, whatever they are.
Yeah, for sure.
are going to be accepting bitcoins in the relatively near future.
Is this saying maybe they will, or they're definitely
they are
going
testing in the very near future if things go well? I have not yet finished my statement. If things go well in the testing phase, they're going to be accepting bitcoins. Why wouldn't they accept bitcoins? For one, they'll take all kinds of currencies at stores, so why not take bitcoins?
Mm-hmm.
And if things go well, and BitPay.com has 1,000 customers at this point, so chances are good they're going to go well because they've been going well for 1,000 customers. So this is my insider trading information to my listeners who have been on the fence about purchasing bitcoins up to this point.
Hmm.
If three major online websites are going to be taking bitcoins in the near future, do you think that that means that bitcoin's value will go down, go up, or stay the same?
Hmm.
If you believe they're going to go up, like I do, then you should get some bitcoins. And you should at least find out what bitcoins are. Bitcoin,
yeah, sure.
You should go to weusecoins.org. That is a website where you can start finding out about bitcoins. And if you want to get your bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later.
Yes, indeed. 855-450-FREE to the phones and your thoughts. There is more, by the way, from this letter from a father about his murdered son down in Mexico regarding the war on drugs. But let's go to Tyler, who is listening in Ohio. Tyler, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nemi, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, Tyler. Go ahead with your thoughts.
The war on drugs, I mean, everybody, I'm pretty sure most people can agree that it's just, it makes no sense. And everybody just gets the state of mind, all drugs are bad, you know, alcohol is legal, you know, but the government says it's okay, so we should be able to do it.
Is it most people that agree, though? I mean, I know that most people I know agree, but I don't know most people, so I don't know if most people.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll say most people I know agree.
Because I know there are marijuana smokers who think that marijuana should be legalized, but not those other drugs. So, like, even within the group of people that you would expect would be more open-minded to this particular subject, you find a surprising amount of folks that just aren't.
Yeah, I mean,
I mean, if most people just, I'm sorry to harp on you on this, but if most people wanted this or agreed with this, maybe we'd see more action on the front of changing the laws.
We're seeing action in the area of marijuana. I think that, I mean, we're moving towards the world where marijuana is liable to be legal or more decriminalized than it is currently.
And polls show that most people, at least in the younger demographics, do favor decriminalization of marijuana. So that much we know is true, if the polls should be believed.
So I think they're moving in that direction, but the rest of the drugs, I'm not sure of.
Go ahead, Tyler.
My girlfriend actually was, we've been together for quite a long time, you know, 2 years. The only problem we've ever had is my marijuana use. I mean, but we could keep a full, you know, fridge of alcohol all day because her parents do that. So she sees it as, you know, this thing where it's no big deal. It's no big deal, but I asked her all the time, would you rather me get smashed drunk and have to stay at home all day, or I could smoke a little bit of pot, and if we need something, go to the store and get it without any problems. She finally let me, you know, gave me the go-card, and I did it, and she found out it really doesn't affect her in any way. I have no idea why she was acting that way about it in the first place, but yeah, I just think it's a lot of people just see, the government says alcohol's okay, so yeah, we should just listen to them and let them tell us what we can and can't do all the time.
So, right, because they're only concerned for your best interest, of course.
Excuse me, wait a second. She doesn't know where her opinions came from?
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, she doesn't know why she doesn't, she thinks marijuana's bad. She doesn't know where.
She doesn't come out and say that, but I'm basing it off of what I've seen from her family.
Right,
family
I understand.
Loves alcohol and they.
Okay, so what my question is have you talked with her about where her opinions came from? Did they come from her family? Did she see a bad drug reaction? Did she see somebody who was addicted to the pot?
Mm. No, she has not seen anyone addicted to the pot. She tried it with me once, actually. She said she didn't like it, and that was it.
Some people don't. You know, I'd like to address the issue of driving to the store while after having smoked marijuana. Now, the statistics out there, there have been tests done, and when it comes down to it, driving while under the influence of marijuana is far less dangerous than driving while under the influence of alcohol, especially a good deal of alcohol. But I don't think that there's a public relations issue that comes with driving while intoxicated, and being stoned is intoxicated as is drinking alcohol.
I'd rather drive while stoned than while tired.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that.
I get you.
I understand that. I mean, I've been pulled over by police officers, and they half the time they don't even notice. You know what I mean? I mean, alcohol, they smell it, you know, or claim to smell it or whatever, and you get tested. I mean, I'm underage. It's just as bad, I guess, according to her. If the legality issue is a big thing, my girlfriend, then what makes me underage drinking any better than me smoking a little bit of pot?
Yeah, exactly. I was out doing cop blocking a couple weeks, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when one of the officers stopped to chit-chat with me, because, you know, I'm friendly with these guys. And, you know, somehow alcohol came up. You know, it's Friday night, we're dealing with drunk kids, that sort of thing. There are a lot of drunk college students in Keene.
Well, and it's also the beginning of the school year. So
No, Mark, it's all the time.
It could very well be. I mean, you used to live.
It's less during the summertime when they're not here. When they come back,
absence does not make the heart grow fonder.
Really heavy. And I had asked the officer, you know, because he was asking what we were up to, and I asked him what they were up to, and I said, well, it looks like you're just breaking up parties. And he says, yeah, it's a pretty slow night. And I said, well, you know, it somehow got into the issue of underage drinking, and I asked him if he had drank underage, and he refused to answer the question because obviously he did.
Duh.
Yeah. I love asking cops if they break the law, if they've broken the law.
Right.
In the past. Anyway, Tyler, thanks for sharing your story. Any other observations?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, man. 855-450-FREE. I'm glad to hear that at least his girlfriend has had the opportunity to, I guess, open her mind a little bit towards that particular issue.
Challenge her belief set.
Yeah, for sure.
I kind of feel like police tend to be a little less hard on people that are drinking underage than people who have marijuana, simply because in a lot of cases, you know, just about every person has drank underage and therefore has some understanding, whereas not everybody
has smoked pot. Yeah. I see where you're coming from. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We've got time, plenty of it, for you and your thoughts. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll continue the letter from the father whose son was murdered in the war on drugs. 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can take control of these airwaves. Tell us your experience, your feelings, your thoughts. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may bring up anything you want. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. With you tonight is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Hey, you like the show, you like the free website, you know, appreciate all the features that we give away there. Maybe you want to support Free Talk Live. You can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find different links to Amazon there, as well as some other vendors, some other businesses. But different links to Amazon, Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click on the right Amazon for you. And get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon with the same huge selection, the prices that you're used to. Everything's the same. You're just entering through our portal, so Amazon cuts us a portion of the sale. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us. We're talking about the war on drugs and the innocent people that are having their lives either taken from them or ruined by the war on drugs, and specifically what started this conversation, what Nemi, you're sharing with us. And by the way, what's the source on this? This
source is CNN.
CNN. And a father who, in Mexico, had his son murdered. He didn't have him murdered, but his son was murdered.
It occurred.
And he is writing and speaking out about that now.
That's
and
right.
Talking about the insanity of the war on drugs. And so we'll continue that here in a moment. Also going to take your call. Sam's on the line in Oklahoma on the AMP lines. Hello, Sam.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I know you guys were talking about the drug war, and I kind of wanted to call in and talk about the fact that I used to be one of those people who was vehemently against it because I saw family members and so on who had kind of had their lives quote unquote destroyed by it, and I think that the I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just saying, yes, drugs hurt people. I mean, there's no doubt. Alcohol does, too.
Did you feel, I know you're going to go on, but did you feel that your family members had become less than human at that time? Were you one of those drug warriors?
No. It was more, I mean, I had a family member who'd been arrested a couple of times, and, you know, I felt bad. I'm wanting to go into the medical field, and so it's kind of more from a point of I wanted to help them.
Right. Usually the typical viewpoint isn't that they're not human. The typical viewpoint is that drugs ruined the person's life, that it was, you know, it's all the drugs' fault.
Right. Well, and I think what kind of affirmed that to me was, you know, going through high school and college the people that I knew, you know, particularly smoked marijuana, were the ones who had kind of done apathetic, your kind of typical, you know, pothead or whatever, stopped going to class, that kind of thing. And so when I saw that, I thought, wow, I don't want that to happen to me. Whatever people offered, you know, hey, you want to come smoke with us or whatever,
right,
I'd always turn it down because I was like, no, I have ambition in life and I don't want to do that. And what really changed it for me was when I spent 6 months studying abroad in the Netherlands. And when I got there, obviously all people there, I didn't go there because of the marijuana at all. I was interested in the culture and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, I had to go there and met all these people who, you know, were productive members of society, went to class, held down jobs, were great people, and would go and smoke pot, after classes or whatever like that, but would still get up in the morning and be productive. And it really, I was shocked because I'd always been taught growing up and, you know, through my own personal experience and seeing, okay, well, if you smoke pot, then you give up on life.
Who taught you that?
Well, I mean,
I'm asking him, guys. I'm not asking you. I'm asking Sam.
I know that, like, I had DARE in school. But
right, and doesn't that plant the idea? Like, DARE class plants the idea of the shiftless loser drug user and that this is what drug users are. And then, of course,
right,
that's what you see, right? Because you know what, like, the stuff that you see in life that you observe, like when you see a new car that you think's really neat, all of a sudden you see it everywhere, something comes into your consciousness,
yes,
and then you become aware of it. So DARE plants that idea that drug users are these shiftless losers and they're bums and they're dangerous, and then, you know, you see that happening and it confirms your belief system. Then all of a sudden you move to the Netherlands and, oh wow, you see other drug users.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, often what you'll find, I mean, if one has done both of these things, smoked marijuana and drank alcohol, chances are good that it doesn't take too many nights of drinking too much alcohol that you realize, and nights smoking marijuana, that you realize that I don't care, rarely does it matter how much marijuana you have smoked the night before, you don't have much, if any, sort of after effect the next day.
Sure, but Tyler hadn't smoked.
Yeah, but I'm just, I'm making the point for everybody listening.
Sure.
Versus alcohol, where it makes a big difference how much alcohol you had the night before. I mean, you know, you're stuck on the couch the whole day puking up black stuff. I mean, you know,
I had to get a suppository
once. What
have
you been drinking?
It was a bad night. I don't tell you, man.
My God.
Anyway, go ahead, Sam.
Well, it's exactly like you said, and I think, you know, it was also that, I mean, I knew people in college who, and I mean, I was one of these people too, who could have a beer after class, and, you know, that was fine, but, like, I didn't know anyone who would smoke a joint, and, I mean, because the people who are productive like that also tend to be the ones who are a little bit more under the radar about
sure,
it.
Reach.
The people who you know smoke are the ones who, you know, you see in class with red puffy eyes every day and, you know, and so.
Yeah,
the Rastafarian hats.
That's why I love having a guy with a suit show up at a marijuana festival or some sort of a cannabis outreach event or, you know, smoke out, because I think it's important to break the stereotypes about who uses cannabis. So when did you finally try it, if you did?
Well, I was in the Netherlands, and we'd gone to we went to a coffee shop, and my buddies were kind of smoking. They offered to me, and so I tried it, and I didn't feel anything. And, you know, actually, I didn't feel anything like the first two or three times I tried it. And after that, I just stopped accepting it because that's one thing I really, I mean, I don't know if you can say it's stereotypical to the weed culture, but everyone seems to be really friendly, and, you know, they all want to share. And so they'd offer me, and I was like, no, I kept turning it down because I wasn't feeling anything, and I didn't want to waste their weed.
Yeah.
But eventually I did try it again and got, you know, really stoned and had
certainly
an amazing time.
It's amazing. It just catches right up.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, had a great time, and, you know, it's something that, you know, if you use...
You didn't turn into a shiftless loser after that?
No. I came back. I'm working full-time and applying to medical school. So, I mean, and it's something I do occasionally.
Bunch of dopers applying to medical school. How many people do you think in medical school have smoked cannabis?
Quite a bit. Actually, I find it funny that... for almost every other health school, they do random drug testing. But for medical students, they don't test for shug. So I guess they just don't want to know.
You get to work on people, and you haven't.
Doctors and radio
That's
guys.
That's great. Right? Doctors and radio guys. That's great.
Well, I really appreciate the story, Sam. Was there any other aspect you wanted to share?
Well, I mean, not necessarily about the war. I mean, I just want to tell you guys I love the show, and in party I wanted to kind of get your advice, and you guys can answer off the air if you like. But my girlfriend, who I've been dating for quite a while, I'm recently come to the Liberty Movement with Ron Paul, and through listening to his podcast, I introduced to your podcast, and I've even become more down the libertarian voluntarist path. She's pretty fairly liberal. I speak to her every once in a while on it, and she's against the drug war. And I've, just through talking, she agrees with, no victim, no crime. But it's, and you guys are spoken sometimes about, how to talk to people about sharing these ideas. And I mean, I try, and I know she's in medical school right now, actually, and doesn't have the time to do the research or listen to podcasts like I do. And so I don't know if you guys could offer any advice as to, points to bring up. She's a big fan of socialized medicine because she wants everyone, she thinks that it's, kind of a moral obligation to take care of the world and take care of your people. And so she sees the best way to do that is
forcing people to pay for it.
Great idea. I mean, that's what I would say. Strike at the root. Have you ever talked to her about, force and what government really is?
Sometimes. I mean, I have brought it up and about how, taxes, are basically a threat. And, and she made the point of, well, no, they're not. And I was like, well, everything that the government does has a third of a cage behind it. And, that's a point you guys make a lot. And, after hearing it and actually thinking about it, I came to agree with you. And I think that, so I have brought that up to her, and, she thinks that taxes are a necessary part of, living here and all this kind of stuff. And
taxes are fees for the quote-unquote services of the government. And I guess the question is, in this world, do we need to have governments that are tied to the land? There was a time in the 17th century when, or actually, even now around the world, but, certainly in the 17th century, I'll use Quakers and Puritans. Puritans would cut the ears off of Quakers and execute them and whip them out of town and do all kinds of things because they had a different religion inside of a geographic area. Well, do we need to live in a time period where we can't accept people with different governments inside of a geographic area?
Let's come back with further discussion. Sam, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We'll address this further, 855-453, and would love your input on Sam's question about bringing people on board with these ideas coming from the liberty or the liberal perspective.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.